This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The topic for tonight is a very interesting one, and that is shaking hands with women, rush hour on the London Underground. It's very much connected to this week's parsha. This week's parasha, the first of the two parashas, is Achrimus. And in Perek Yudches, Posuk Vov, and Posuk Yutes, we have this, the source for all of this. The Posuk says, Lo sikrivu legalos erva an Yashem, that a person is not allowed, a man cannot have close contact with one of the Arias, one of the forbidden relationships, one of the forbidden relations that the Torah enumerates in this week's parasha. Now, interestingly, the Rambam says on this halacha that it doesn't only refer to physical intimacy, it refers to actual contact. If you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you're listening online, feel free to email me, j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists all 613 mitzvahs. And in mitzvah number Shin Nun Gimel, in the Loisa says 353, says the Rambam, Hushes Hironu Mikorov La'achas Mikol Elu Arayas. It's forbidden to have contact with one of the Arayas, one of the forbidden relations, Va'afilu B'lo Bia, even if it doesn't involve physical intimacy, Kagoin, but rather it's just a contact, for example, Chibuk V'nishuk, which is hugging and kissing, which is an affectionate, close contact, Va'adoyme, that would be also. Now, interestingly, it is not... The Ramban argues. The Ramban says that actually only bia itself, only physical intimacy, the full physical relationship is asa, but contact is asa midrabban and not midaraisa. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says that even the contact is asa, and this is an example of a siag la'Torah, which means that the Torah itself makes offense around a more grave crime. The grave crime, of course, is full physical relations with one of the Arias. And the Torah itself makes a siag offense around it and prohibits any form of contact, which is derech chibah, which is considered an affectionate type of contact, which is going to be critical. But even that is also min ha-Torah. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch says in two places, I've got them on the sheet. The first one is, in Evan Oez, Simon Chof, Sif Aleph, a person hugs, kisses, or has pleasure with the closeness of contact. The person is chayv malchus. So the question is, what happens regarding shaking hands? That is kirav basa, that is contact. And Arias doesn't only mean the ancestral relations that are listed in this week's parasha. It could include others such as Eishes Ish. And as we'll see from the sources in front of us, that actually is broader than that. Now, we'll see that there are three different approaches, three different viewpoints. One, the first says that shaking hands for a man to shake a woman's hand would be absolutely prohibited. The second says it's prohibited, but there's a but. And the third, there may be some room for leniency. So let's take a look. The first opinion is that of the Stipler. It's also Rabbi Yomin Zilba in Oz Nidbru. And both are following the line of the Chazanish, which is a very strong prohibition against any form of contact. Take a look at the sheets. This is a letter which is published in the Kreiner de Igrisa, the famous letters of the Stipler. And this is written in 1961. L'chvoid hayakash yichya. In respect of shaking hands with women, in Sofek ki hu issa gomel, says the Stipler, there's no doubt that it's absolutely prohibited. To chokriva le'erba asura, any close contact with one of the Arias, one of the forbidden relations, is also, he quotes according to the Rambam, it will be midaraisa, according to the Ramban, it will be midrabonon. And as I said, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rambam, but it would be in fact midaraisa. Val koponim ein b'zeshum heta, he says there is no leniency, it's definitely not allowed. Interestingly, he carries on. We know that one of the three averas for which one has to give up one's life, is Gilui Arayis. But that includes not just the actual act of Gilui Arayis, but anything which is connected to it, the abzrayim to arayis, the sort of the associated act, which says the stipler in the name of the Chazon Ish, includes any form of close contact. And therefore, he treats it very seriously as even Yehorik Bal Yavor. And then he carries on and makes an important point. It doesn't make a difference if the lady in question is married, is not married. That even a young lady, even if she's not married, she still could be categorized as an erva, as per this week's parsha, lo sikruvu legalis erva, because of her status as a nida. Once she has begun puberty and she has not yet toveled in a kosher mikveh, she has the status of a nida, doesn't go away, and therefore she'll be categorized as an erva. And even if you're going to tell me that she's not yet a nida, for whatever reason, she's too young, or she's been to mikveh, whatever it may be, akati isura, says the stipler, minishmaratim mechol dover rosh lo yahara, that a person should not have any contact, close contact, because there are other problems. For example, minishmaratim mechol dover rosh, a person has got to be on guard against anything bad, shlo yahara, that he shouldn't have any improper thoughts. And then the stipler addresses the big question. If the lady puts out her hand, aren't you going to embarrass her by not taking the hand? Says the stipler, Masha Kosavto, Dchi Isha Magisha Mikoidem, if she puts out her hand first, surely will embarrass her perhaps publicly if you don't return the handshake. Chas v'shalom lo makei, says the stipler, nothing doing. Da'afilu vadai tispayish barabim, even if she is embarrassed, even in public, ein bozeh shum tzad heta, if the other person is embarrassed because I'm not doing the Avera, that's too bad. You can imagine the stipler saying this. If she would offer me a bacon sandwich and she'd be embarrassed if I don't take it from her, would that tempt me to eat it? So the stipler is unequivocal and says there is an absolute prohibition. The second opinion is that of Ramosha Feinstein. And this is slightly different. He says still that it's clearly Osa. But it's a slightly, there's a bit of room for leeway, as we'll see. The Igros Moshe says in two places, and he actually writes about it in more than that, but I've got on the sheet here in Erechaim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufit Gimel, says, Ramosha, Lahoshit Yad Le'isha, Kaderach HaMosim Shalom Ba'af Goshom, a regular greeting handshake, Poshut She'osa. It's clear that it's prohibited, Afle Pnuya, even for a single lady, Shahari Hein Nidos. The Kolshkein Neish Leishasish, and how much more so for an Eishasish. In the next truva I've got here, Evanezer Chelik Aleph Simon Vov, Ramosha reiterates that. He says, Bedovashe Roisa Shiesh Makilian, however he adds, you may have seen other people who are Makil. Other people, Af Mi Yirei Hashem, Yireim, God fearing Jews who do shake hands with women, Kushai Moshita, when they put out their hands to the man, Ulai Sovrin, perhaps they are of the opinion, the Ein Zeh Derech Chibo, that the greeting, the contact, is not Derech Chibo. It's not an affectionate type of touching. Avel Lemaisa Kosher Nismeich Al Zeh. It says Ramosha, it's very difficult to rely on that. So Ramosha is very unequivocal. He says that it's prohibited. Perhaps you see other people being Makil, even Uraim, even God-fearing Jews. But he says, kosher lismeich al zeh, it's very difficult to rely, to say that these handshakes are not derech chiba, a sort of a desirous type of affectionate contact. Now, the third opinion is, again, there are contemporary poskim who take this view. I came across it in the Shailas and Tshuvas of the Nishmas Chaim. The Nishmas Chaim is Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv, the famous Netziv. Now, the Netziv wanted in 1891, just the year before he had to close the yeshiva, the Netziv wanted Reb Chaim Berlin to take over in Volozhin. The yeshiva didn't want it. They wanted Reb Chaim Soloveitchik to continue. He was already Rosh Yeshiva. But Reb Chaim Berlin was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. He was the chief rabbi of Moscow. He actually went to Eretz Yisrael and is buried on Har HaZeisim. But he lived his final years in Yerushalayim. He was the assistant rav to Reb Shmuel Salant in Yerushalayim. And he's got Svarim Shadis and Shuvas Nishmas Chaim. In Simon Kuf Lamed Hei in Ois Vov, he addresses this question. And this is what he says. Look at the bold print. Vadai, he says, Im Yochel Lizoher Bezeh Matov. If you can avoid the handshake, certainly that is preferred. Avelim E.F. Shalom Lehinotzel Mizeh, if you cannot. Kugoyim, If she proffers her hand first, and the person, the man who is going to shake the hand, is not thinking anything untoward, there are no improper thoughts. Don't be strict about this. Listen to this. The ways of Torah are pleasant. That the name of Hashem should become beloved as a result of your actions. The people shouldn't say about from people that they are meshugoim, they're crazy, that they ain't bali derech eretz. So you see, there are three categories of approaches to this. The stipler, absolutely prohibited. Rav Moshe, who says clearly it's osa as well. But perhaps there are those who are somis, kosher lismuch on those who are makel, who say that it's not derech chibo, etc. And then this third school of thought, the Nishmas Chaim, who says that vadayim yuchel nizah matoiv, if you can avoid it, how much better. But not to embarrass the person, one shouldn't be machmir, etc. There are some contemporary poskim who I've seen in the name of Rav Mordechai Willig of Yeshiva University and also of Rav Herschel Schechter, that they both say that if it's, to avoid embarrassment, or perhaps it's like a job interview or an important business meeting, perhaps, then if it's clear that the handshake is not derech chibo, it's not an affectionate, desirous type of handshake, then there would perhaps be grounds to permit it. They describe different types of handshakes. There are three categories. There are different types of handshake. One, they call the bone crusher. The bone crusher is, if you a very, very hard, firm grasp, then that's clearly not derech chibo. There is also, they call it the cold fish. The cold fish is where you just put out a limp hand. It's very frustrating when you're on the other end of it. But again, that's not derech chibo. Or perhaps most appropriately in a business sort of context, is a quick, firm handshake. And then just sort of it's business-like. And then it's clear that it's not derech chibo. But there are those three approaches regarding shaking hands with women. And one final point, what about rush hour on the London Underground? I'm sure the underground or the metro system of any big city gets very, very crowded. And you're on the train and more people are squashing in. Is there a problem of negia, of close contact over there? So Rav Moshe says there's no problem. He says, kimat l'kulo, there's a leka de kimat l'kulo in yin chiba, the final box. There's no derech chiba over there. You're squashed on the train. You don't want to be on the train. You want to be off the train. And therefore, we're not worried about improper thoughts. Of course, one should avoid them, etc., and try and minimize the situation. But Rav Moshe says that he says there's no concern regarding that. So there you have it. It's an interesting halachic topic related to this week's parsha. The machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not derech chiba, close contact, is awesome in our Torah or drabonon. The Rambam says it's awesome in our Torah. The Ramban says it's only drabonon. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, and therefore not only beer itself, but even derech chiba, close contact, which is pleasurable or which is derech chiba, would be prohibited. And regarding shaking hands with women, we saw there are three approaches. The stipler, etc., says that it's absolutely prohibited. Rav Moshe says he agrees it's prohibited. However, that he acknowledges there are those who are Yoreim, who are Mekel, and perhaps they think that it's in their chibo, it's not considered an affectionate way of contact. But he says, kosher lismuch al zeh. And then you have the third opinion, as we discussed, if you can avoid it, it's better. I remember I had one friend years ago who his father was a Rav in the United Synagogue Shul. And during the Kiddush, some of the congregants were not always careful and they wanted to shake the rabbi's son's hand. And he was a chacham haroya es hamelot. So what did he do? He walked around with a glass drink in one hand and a piece of cake or something in the other hand. And he would walk around the Kiddush, Shabbos, and his hands were full. There was no way that anyone could touch him. So if you could avoid it, how much better. But if it's impossible, says the Nishmas Chaim, there is what to rely on. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.